I think people who are coming from a teaching background, who are thinking of doing a master's, their background, their day-to-day lives will be immersed in the practice of teaching, the practicalities of it. And I think a master's gives the opportunity to step back from that, to look at what evidence is available, and I agree, SEN disability evidence is fairly sparse compared to some other areas of work, to look at that, to consider what it may mean in practice, but also to consider where it came from, how it was made as evidence, and how it might then be interpreted and used, because those are also issues that need to be looked at critically for a successful and effective practitioner.
A master's qualification, I suppose the thing which I think is particular about that is that it really pushes you to not only understand an evidence base and theory, but also to look at it critically. And I think that being able to both know evidence about special needs, but also to be able to weigh up what's good and what's bad is something extremely valuable. Mm. Because I think that, especially within areas like special needs, where the research base is perhaps thinner than it might be.
When you say weighing up things that are good and bad, it's not so much good practice and bad practice, is it? It's the nature of the evidence that
yes.
underpins the practice that you have in, around the area of special needs, so that we know that some types of interventions are more effective than others. And certainly the work that's come out of the Allen report highlighted some of the issues about where there was an evidence base that underpinned those kinds of interventions or identification systems. So it's being able to stand back and objectively question beliefs you might have held for a variety of reasons, but also to understand processes more clearly, I think. Is that fair?
Absolutely. No, that's what I was thinking about with evidence, is that that you can assess whether it's good or bad, not necessarily whether a particular method is good practice or bad practice.
Yeah, and you can rate them, can't you? Evidence can be very strong, or it can be much more intuitive and therefore need to be tested out further.
I think one of the things that I notice in the students who are teachers who leave with a master's degree is their independence of thought, and that's one thing that really comes out to me, that very often I think teachers can be, because of the demands on them day to day, they're led down a certain path and this is the way you do things. And at the end of it, I notice there's much more independence and reflection on their own practice and reflection on colleagues' practice.
I think if a teacher has been in a particular role for quite a while, in a particular setting, they've imbibed the established practices of that setting. And an opportunity to step outside of those and consider those on the basis of evidence from other sources is also another important element.
Well, I mean, it's two aspects of that, isn't it? It's to know which questions to ask,
yep,
to decide whatever it might be you want to go down. And then the other one, as you said, how to find the evidence and evaluate that evidence to see whether it's effective. And, you know, there's a nice example, one of our master's modules, where we look at brain gyms. Now, many of the practicing teachers have used this in schools, but are unaware of the limited evidence there is, if at all, that underpins their efficacy. Now, they may serve a range of functions, but it might not be the functions that they say they're serving. And leaving with it helps you ask the questions.
Very often, when an intervention has been made, it may have been chosen for a particular reason with an intended outcome, but it may actually have another unexpected or unintended outcome. Being able to distinguish between what those outcomes are, where they've come from, is another critical and evaluative skill that I think can emerge from this sort of work.
I think another thing that I notice is people who are completing master's degrees, in my experience, are much more critical of the evidence that's put before them. So, for example, some of the data that they're now given from schools, when you look at it, it boils down to a national sample of 7 children. Well, you wouldn't even do a t-test on that, would you? 7 children across the whole country. And it's given as a benchmark to them to map themselves against. And I notice they're much more evaluative of the type type of data that they're being actually quite often bombarded with now, and can start to pick their way through and actually say, well, this is a valid data set and it may have something to tell me, and this is actually just an extremely small sample of really quite idiosyncratic children, and they're able to make that differentiation in their own minds.
I think that another value of studying at master's level is that things that that a teacher will know to do in their practice implicitly, once they've looked into it in greater depth and looked at the other theories around it and other people's practices, it enables them to get a much more explicit knowledge of what they're doing and becoming more secure and more conscious of the knowledge that might be implicit actually makes you a better teacher and therefore benefits your pupils.
My final observation on that is that I think doing a course of study, and especially if it's over a period of time like a master's degree, actually allows you to reflect on your own aptitudes as a teacher, so it's not purely about knowledge. And for me, when I've studied myself, a lot of it was actually just the interaction with other students. If you're working in that particular way. I personally, for example, I'm not someone who likes to just study entirely independently. I like the interaction with other people and being in a class and so on. And I think there are a lot of additional benefits to teachers from doing that, actually discovering what sort of teacher you are, what sort of teacher you want to be, where your aptitudes are.